Hey everybody, today's episode of Talking Games is brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. What? I'm going to say that again. Cards Against Humanity. And you know what? They asked us not to read an ad. But, Kellen, I want you and me to be the first one to actually do an ad for them, because they're great.
Oh, they're fantastic.
We record in their studio.
Uh-huh.
They have a hilarious card game.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, that stuff works across international boundaries, because I played it with people on the ship when I was gone for 4 months, with people from all over the world, and it still worked.
It works with people from different ages.
Yes.
Different backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
We're in a political era right now.
Yeah.
People with different political backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
And it says, again, the tagline is a card game for what, terrible people or something like
yes.
that? Yes. That's a lie.
Wonderful people.
Wonderful people.
Yeah.
So there you go. Cards Against Humanity. That's us giving back to you. Cards Against Humanity. Card game for wonderful people.
Thanks, guys. Kellen, how do we get these fine sponsors?
Well, we happen to be part of the Chicago Podcasting Co-op, which is a co-op, not a conglomerate, not a network of podcasters and services and product makers scattered throughout the Chicagoland area. What is it about us tripping up over our words?
I don't know. There's like a weird temperature to the room today.
It's strange.
Like, it's like cold and hot at the same time.
It's spring, man. I guess that's what it is. But we're part of the CPC that connects podcasts and people who make things, people who do services in Chicago, connecting them and also connecting to your heart and your earbuds.
Yeah, and I want to recommend a podcast, and that is the Roboism Podcast.
Yes.
And we're going to have the ladies of the Roboism Podcast on next week. They talk about robots and feminism, so check that podcast out.
Should be real good. If you want us to do us a favor, get on iTunes, leave us a review. We have an outstanding bet or an agreement with our listeners that if you leave us a review, doesn't matter if it's 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, even 5 stars, we will read it on the air.
I'll tell you what, even if you just write the words, if this is your whole review of our show, impression of, and then you put the name of a historical figure or a celebrity, we'll do it.
We'll do it.
We'll do that.
We will do this. It helps us. It helps you. It helps people around the world find our podcast. If you're listening to the podcast and you haven't left us a review, please do us a favor, and we'll do that. And hell, we'll come to your improv show, or we'll
don't say that. Don't say it. I'm not fucking doing it.
Okay, well, fine. We won't. Sorry. I can edit this out. It's okay.
How long is this intro?
2 minutes, 25 seconds.
We went over.
It's all right.
It's okay. Anyway, here's the show.
Thanks.
Hey there, everybody. What are you doing? Don't say it, okay? I don't need to know. Because I'll tell you what you should be doing if you're not, but how's that even possible? Listening to Talking Games, baby! With Clayton Margeson to my left.
Kellen Tarity to my left.
Tim Dunn across the table from me.
Clayton Margeson to my right.
Grant Collins.
That's right.
Thank you, Grant. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Grant, we always start out the same way. I just wanted to know, what do you...
Whoa, wait. First, we got to comment on your opening. It was more musical.
Listen, no one appreciates the commentary on the opening more than me.
It was more musical than I'm used to. I feel like you are becoming more of a musical person.
I don't think that was musical.
No, no, it was. And you have
yeah,
to,
you started
if we
out.
Go back, I'm sure that there's going to be, in the last month, at least two or three musical openings.
Let's rewind the tape real quick. Hey, everybody, it's Clayton is here, and he's here to tell you about...
Maybe it was just hang time on the hey, everybody.
Yeah.
There was a tonal quality. There was a tonal quality.
Grant, you want to weigh in here?
I thought it was musical, like Rick is musical from Rick and Morty. Like,
okay.
Just where like talk singing. I see.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of that.
Yeah. Couldn't even watch any of the Hamilton musical lately?
Clayton doesn't approve of the Hamilton musical.
I don't. That's not true.
Is that because you're from the South? Is that
it's,
why?
No.
Is it a
Southern
thing?
I have no problem with the musical. I'm actually seeing it in June.
Oh, okay.
Which will be a lot of fun. I'll tell you all about it. In Talking Musicals with Clayton Margeson.
Bro, I'll do that episode. I just want to put that out there. Anyways.
Cool. Kellen, you can be the guest.
I'll guess. I'll guess until one of you guys gets on a boat and I'll come on, I guess.
I just don't like Alexander Hamilton, the actual person who lived. That's all that is.
I want to get into it later in the episode.
Yeah. Because
I don't want to drop that thread. That's a good thread.
Well, we'll see.
I think it's in there in the musical. Anyway, we got to get back to video.
I don't know, man. I haven't seen the musical. But I will, and I'll enjoy it, I bet. What are you playing right now, Grant?
Oh, man. I'm playing The Division.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I, I cracked open my I got into character for the game. Cracked open my old N64 out of the closet and started playing some old Conker's Bad Fur Day. This last, because we were talking about it, me and some buds, and I was like, I want to play it again. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also playing Lego Dimensions.
Okay. Nice. Lego Dimensions, for those who do not know, is a MMO, or it's a, like, how would you
what
describe
is that? Yeah.
It?
Yeah.
It's like the old Lego games. Okay. If you ever played Indiana Jones or Star Wars or anything like that, but you can buy, they want you to buy more and little figures. You put them on the platform.
Sure.
It's just like, the old Sky Raiders or something like that.
Yeah.
Like Sky Raiders.
Or with the Disney's Infinity.
Right.
Yeah. Things like that. Except to me, it's so really weird. Fun because you've got like Doc Brown with Gandalf with Batman.
Yeah.
And you can just trade people out. The best thing I've bought so far is Doctor Who, and music, voice, everything is just so good.
Are we talking current Doctor Who?
Currently,
Doctor Who. Okay, gotcha. The old dude.
Was it 12th? Don't get mad. Yeah, 12th Doctor, I think, right?
Exactly,
Is it 12th? It's probably 12th.
And Tim, what do you play?
Kelly and I were talking about this beforehand, but I forgot one. I play this game called, it's just called Home. It's like Home, a unique horror story
or
something like
Home
that.
Yeah, I played Home before,
Oh, God. I can't remember if I played that or not.
Yeah, 2D kind of side-scrolly.
Kellen, I didn't enjoy it.
That's okay.
It's I paid $1 for it, so I can't be mad. And it's just like very – you build this story based on your experiences of going through – like, you might be a murderer. You don't know if you are. You might have killed your wife or your best friend. There may have been an affair. You sort of decide what happens because you wake up with amnesia. It's fine. It's weird.
I could be done with forever.
Amnesia.
Amnesia leading into, wait, I was a bad guy? I was the villain all along? Like, after, spoiler alert, Knights of the Old Republic, I'm like, I don't know if you can do that better than that one did.
That's
the best reveal.
Anyway,
would you consider the end of Bioshock an amnesia situation then?
No.
Or even Bioshock Infinite?
I would.
Yeah. That's an amnesia trip that I think works because it's not waking up with amnesia. The sort of premise is you've forgotten aspect of your life.
Yeah. I prefer that because there it's a little bit more like, I don't know. It's not like you being like, oh my God, this huge revelation is like crushing me. Mm-hmm. It's more that like, oh wow. Oh, if that's true, then like, how am I going to be able to do what's next?
Sure.
You know, it's more like a plot point and not like the big reveal, like the big twist or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes I guess in the original Bioshock, that's a big twist.
Yeah.
But it's not like the only, it doesn't all hinge on that much.
Yeah. It's not an amnesia from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like the DVD-ROM games from the 90s where you're like, who am I?
Yeah.
You find a key, and it's mysterious.
It's mysterious.
Yeah. Tim, do you think you would have felt that way had you
imagine
not been
something
playing some other games like this War of Mine?
Because,
I mean, that's a pretty bleak game. And I think Home, having played it, it's bleak. But I think in comparison to this War of Mine, Home would seem like a Pixar movie.
They're not a good pairing. You should play something lighter. You should play a Just Cause with either one of those games. Maybe that's what I should get next, Just Cause 3.
Yeah.
You had mediocre reviews.
Yeah, and I got bored with it pretty quickly, but
it is
I also
what
get
it is.
Bored with a lot of games very quickly these days. So.
And then I played a little bit of The Swapper, which was also on sale.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that.
Yeah, it's cool so far.
It's a weird game.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I wasn't even expecting much of a story, but it turns out there is a little bit of one, right?
Yeah. And I really like it, too.
Nice.
The world they... we can get into it later. But I really like that game a lot. I want you to have beaten it so we can talk about that.
Okay.
Like the entire story.
Let's say next week.
Next week. Otherwise,
we'll kill
Tim.
Oh, boy.
Live on air.
Jeez Louise.
I've been playing a lot more of The Division.
Really liking that, and we can talk more about that. Also, been getting back into Rocket League. Listened to a podcast with the developer on it, and... like, went out and bought all the DLC because I was like, well, fuck, this is a great game. And I didn't pay anything for it because it was a PS Plus game, so I got it for free. And I was like, I kind of want them to keep working on this. And it's really silly and stupid. And especially after kind of coming off of heavier games or games that are a little bit more grindy, it's really nice to play a silly, fun physics game And it's a game that, because my son is really into cars right now, I can play and he can sit and watch me and he kind of gets into it.
Kind
of slowly starting to find stuff like that because he's really into cars and he's like, cars, cars, let's watch race cars. And I'm like, all right, well, this is about cars. And
watch daddy race.
I can play about one game before he gets bored, but that feels great. Yeah, that's about it right now.
That's great, though. Yeah. That's great that you're getting him in the game.
Well, I'm trying to find stuff like that. Like, I've shown him Minecraft, and he kind of likes it. And I talk with a lot of other fathers online who are video gamers and, like, well, what are those games that you can kind of introduce things? And I really want to fucking play Mario Maker because everybody I talk to is like, oh, I can play Mario Maker with my kids, and they love it, and we can play it together. And it's like, I don't want to buy a Wii U for that game. But that might be, depending on what NX is and depending on what backwards compatibility they do, I imagine they'll make a Mario Maker for NX or whatever it will be.
I think they're right that there's something so simple about
gosh, I mean, it's incredible, and I just can't bring myself to buy right now.
They've discontinued the Wii U, so
that's a rumor. Nintendo hasn't confirmed that.
They do that price is gonna it'll shoot pretty high.
Wait, we're not to the news section yet, right?
We can talk about it.
News!
We still got to talk to Clint.
Yeah, Clint, what you been playing?
Okay, I've been playing a little game called Legends of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel. Still enjoying that just fine. I kind of I got to an area where they're like, you need a horse to ride around. And I'm like, oh, God, this is becoming a pain. today you're going to the Northern Plains. And I'm like, all right, this is getting a little... I'm getting a little tired of this, guys. Like, if we just not send me out to get more grass from the field,
Clayton,
I'd probably be cool with that.
Is this game good?
I love it.
I hear you talk about this game every week, but I never hear you recommend this game.
No, I don't. I don't know if I can in good conscience, because I really like it. But I only like it because it scratches that need for like just a simple JRPG where it's like nothing's uber complicated or too heavy. I can just kind of like escape into that.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend it if that's what you're looking for. But also only if you like JRPGs.
Yeah, there's a part of me. I've been playing Fire Emblem as well because after our conversation last week, I was thinking about Smash Brothers, and I have Smash Brothers on my 3DS. And I'm like, oh, I also got Fire Emblem. I should play that again.
Awakening?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
So good. But there's also a part of me that wants to play something that's not on mobile. So it's like I want to all right, well, maybe I should try this. I mean, you talk about this game every fucking week.
Yeah,
like,
well, it's also a PS3 game, which could be kind of a turnoff for people because PS4 isn't backwards compatible. So.
No, but I played on Steam at that point, you know?
So. Oh, it's not on Steam.
What?
Yeah. This one, if you're going to play one, I would recommend on Steam the Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky.
Yes.
The first game. Mm-hmm. That one is, I think, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, almost as good as Suikoden 2.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really, truly believe that it's a fantastic
game. But the problem is
that
I get to the end, and then I'd be like, fuck, how am I going
to
play
the next
game? Now
I got my second chapter. All well, right. No, but that one's on Steam, too.
Okay.
This one's like a one-off. So this, you don't have to, anyway. I'm getting so into the nitty-gritty of how you buy this game.
Are either of them on Mac?
All right, Tim. Oh, boy. I wish we were killing Tim this week. But instead, I'm just kidding.
Look,
Tim,
I know we're joking about this. But first podcast execution?
Tim, there's plenty of shows on Earwolf where they people kill their careers all the time.
All right,
so
okay. All right, okay.
Yeah, Magic Tavern and all the rest. What would we say? Oh, there was another game I wanted to recommend. Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
picked that up and I love it.
I mean, I said it last week. I just love watching this game. I can't play it. It would suck so much of my fucking life, but watching people play is amazing.
Yeah,
are
it's
you familiar
really
with Stardew
fun.
Valley?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Do you remember Harvest Moon?
No.
No. Gosh.
Green. Well, it's Harvest Moon. So
yeah, whole thing I don't know about.
You are a farmer in a simple country town.
It's like a 2D top-down, real simple game.
I have no idea how old your character is supposed to be, but the women in the town that they seem to be pushing me towards, I thought were children.
I was like,
what the fuck is happening in this game?
I feel like any Japanese RPG protagonist, they're like 15.
This is,
right?
But it's not a Japanese game. It's made here in America.
Is that right?
One guy.
But it still follows, I think, some of those
tropes. Yeah.
So, but oh my god, yeah, like it's like you go into the town, and I'm like talking to this like woman who's like, oh, this is like, she seems nice. She works at the bar. Yeah, I was chatting with her a little bit, and you're supposed to, you can like you know, get married in this game and stuff like that. So I was like, well, maybe I'll, you know, maybe I'll like try romance this woman. And then it was like, no, you can't do that. And it's like, yeah, or it didn't say no, but I was like, seems like she's not available because it didn't say single next to her name, but her daughter, it does say single next to her. And I'm like, now I feel very weird.
And you go
then
back.
I'm like, you know what? Can't go after the mom. I'm going to go after the daughter. I was like, oh, no. So I stayed
mom.
Away from that
keep
family.
On that mom.
Yeah.
Cruise by the high school after the bar.
Oh, God in heaven. It's so disgusting. Like that idea. But that was also my own fault, I think, because I was like, hey, I'm like 30, you know, like I'm into a more, you know, mature woman. And then it's like, whoa, what the fuck? Like the game wants me to date the daughter. I'm like, okay, well, I need to disassociate myself from this character just a little bit, I think, if I'm going to do that.
Right.
So I'm going after the chick who lives in the woods. More difficult. Way
chick
more
who
difficult.
Lives in the woods?
Yeah, a woman lives in the woods. She loves nature.
Okay.
She didn't appreciate when I tried to give her a cabbage because I thought all gifts would just make people happy.
You gotta
like, here's a raw cabbage. And she's like, cool, what do I do with this? And I'm like, ah, oh, fuck.
Is NPC didn't think knows that stuff.
Like, ooh, I know what the lady's like. Here is some vegetables. Not, turns out not great.
Sure.
But yeah, that game is super fun, and everyone should check it out.
Yeah.
You guys are both doing the same movement with your arms.
I mean, here's the thing. Sometimes, Clayton, I just feel like you're making these games up.
Stardew Valley?
No,
I know about Stardew Valley.
Stardew Valley looks amazing.
Didn't you feel the desire to look up the gifts ahead of time and, like, make sure you didn't get that wrong?
No, not in this game.
Okay.
Mostly because... it's pretty scattershot with the whole romance thing. Yeah, I'm like, they are all these characters in the town are distinctly lacking really strong personalities. Like I said, there's the girl who lives in the woods. There's the girl who's like blonde and fulfills blonde stereotypes. I'm like, this isn't great. But it's not like I'm gonna like actually fall in love with any of these characters. It's like
they got a librarian girl.
They do have a girl who likes to read, but also. Her portrait makes her look like she is, again, like 12 or 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm not going to hit on her. She, like, tutors the little kids. It's a very weird dynamic going on with me in this game.
You can't role play into the idea of being a younger person who could potentially date a younger person?
Well, mostly because I'm a silent protagonist. They were like, what do you want your character to look like? And I gave him, like, a little beard because that's an option.
Yeah.
Could be 15.
Yeah, but, like, not the beard I gave him. Like, he looks like a mature adult.
Maybe he's on.
Oh, too
you know?
Much.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I guess I could start the game over, but and also it seems like you can hit on, hit on men or women interchangeably. I'm doing a little finger dance
guns.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Which it means it's time to move on.
No.
Clayton's doing his finger guns. I guess we're gonna have to talk next about
news.
I only had a couple.
News.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys caught this article. There was apparently like a PlayStation 4.5 coming out.
Yes.
Have you seen this?
This is very real.
It's very strange. So for people who are unaware, Grant, I don't know if you saw the article, they're coming out with a next version of PlayStation 4 already to up the hardware specs, I guess?
Yeah, so this PlayStation will be able to play 4K images.
Okay.
Resolution.
And we'll also have faster processor. And this is also going to coincide with the launch of PlayStation VR. And if you're not aware of PlayStation VR, it got announced, I think, last week. It's going to be $399 without the Move controllers or the little webcam thing.
Which undercuts Oculus by $200.
Yeah, and PlayStation is making a profit on this.
Wow.
So the Vive, which is like the highest end, is like $899. Oculus, which came out today, I believe, is $599.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting mixed sort of reception, and then PlayStation VR. So it'll be interesting. And this 4.5 is supposedly a response to Xbox One saying, we're going to allow you to continue to upgrade your Xbox One. So rather than having
like
to...
Like a Sega CD.
Yeah, kind of like a Sega CD or the with your N64 adding the little the RAM pack. That you allowed you to play, Majora's Mask?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's a bummer to me. So am I screwed with my PlayStation 4?
Well, and that's the question right now. There's a lot of hardcore PlayStation fans who are like, well, wait a second, I don't want to buy a new PlayStation 4, or is this going to be a thing that you can buy and install? Because you can replace your hard drive and make it a faster hard drive, so it's an idea of like, well, is this something I can actually add on?
And there's a lot of people who I've talked with, Kevin Trisky, friend of the show, who's talked about this has been Sony's hope all along, that you can continually update your the main part of your hardware,
okay,
and add stuff so that you can kind of keep up.
And that's like this new generation of consoles, basically.
Yeah. So rather than having to put out a Slim or having to put something else out, you can essentially sell a new version of it, which will have that, or you can add the upgrade.
I see.
Okay. What the cost of that'll be, who knows? I mean, I don't have a 4K TV. I don't need this. But the problem will be is people will start developing for that, and then you'll have a problem where it's like the there's a lot of controversy with the Hyrule Legends coming out on 3DS.
Oh yeah.
So it's out on the new 3DS and on regular 3DS. But on new 3DS, it runs perfectly, and on the regular 3DS, it runs at 10 frames a second.
Jesus Christ.
And if you played any of those Warrior games, 10 frames a second with utter chaos doesn't fucking work.
Yeah, that's, wow, that's inexcusable.
Yeah, that's really bad. And so that's people developing for the better hardware, and so that's the fear, is that people will, like, well...
Yeah, go after the 4.5.
Right. Yeah, so what, yeah, oh, it's like, if boy. I can't play on this, then what's the point of it? Yeah, it's real nasty, suck. Man, real nasty. So we'll see what happens.
I only had one other thing, and I feel like the boys here at Talking Games will get a kick out of this, because we're Kojima fans here, and we always are trying to figure out if he's a genius or a madman.
He's the man you love to hate.
Kotaku talked to David Hayter, the old voice of Solid Snake, and
about, the original voice,
about getting replaced by Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland, to which he responded in an interview, it's horrible, it's humiliating. When I heard about the game, I thought, yeah, that'd be 60 hours of humiliation I can't wait to get to. When asked about if he'd ever work with Hideo Kojima again, he said, I think he handled it pretty badly. I've got no particular love for Kojima. I respect him, and I think he's a brilliant game maker. I don't know him as a person, and as a businessman, I was not impressed. So no, I don't think... I don't feel any need to go back and work for him again. I think he's a crazy person.
Oh,
like,
boy.
I think that's a very diplomatic way of saying he's insane,
like,
person.
I do love it. He's like, I don't know the man personally, and I'm like...
How is it possible?
Yeah, I mean, you worked with him on so many games. I'm just, like, shocked by that.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess there's an element of, like, just voiceover stuff where it's like, you get a script, and your job is just to read the words on the script and make it work.
Yeah.
And David Hayter made everything that Kojima said work as hard as that can be.
That dude's great. I thought he was a lot.
That's really funny. It's unfortunate, but it's also really funny because I'm like,
did he write the first X-Men?
He wrote
script?
X2.
X2,
which
I think he wrote
for
the
a while
first
was,
one as well.
Yeah. Oh, did he really?
I think so, but I think he was like, there's a lot of controversy over the writing of those movies actually, which is really funny, because they worked, I guess, with a lot of these like writers throughout, these two guys who wound up writing X-Men 3, The Last Stand, which is terrible.
It's bad.
And,
it's
terrible because of the writing, but because there was five directors on it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the funny thing about it. These two guys like worked on each movie, but like they would do sort of like the initial sort of story session and maybe get original story credit. And then on the third movie, they were like, finally, we can make what we want to make. And it was like, nope. Like, this is going to be trash. Yes. And yeah, you hear those guys talk about it. They're so bitter. It sucks. I feel bad for them.
Great.
What else is going on? Oh, no more news?
No,
anybody else?
The only other news I saw is, I don't know if you saw it, there was a fake NX controller that got put out this week.
No.
So the concept around the controller is the controller will also have a screen on it. And you'll be able to take the controller with you. So as opposed to having a 3DS, you'll just have this controller. And it won't have buttons. It'll just have two little dials.
Okay.
And someone put a fake one of these out, and the internet exploded because people were like, oh, my God, if this is what the NX is going to be, this is going to be so fucking weird. Because they had video running on it, and then people came out and they said this is a fake. But what was interesting is the same news about the Nintendo stopping production for the Wii. Nintendo has been silent this whole week. And so a lot of people were confused, being like, not only are you having false information about the Wii being stopped in production, but you also had two fake prototypes of the NX controller come out, and the internet freaked out, and you didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. So what are people thinking about in terms of what Nintendo's doing? Hmm. On top of going back to Mario Maker, Mario Maker's levels are now being deleted.
Oh.
What? There's these random like speedrunners who are having their entire Mario Maker portfolio being deleted by Nintendo without any sort of response.
Hmm.
And it's specifically people who are on the high end of Mario Maker stuff. This is not just like random people. These are people who are like, you know, Giant Bomb that like continues to make like better levels, and there's all these people who are like creating this like groundswell of a community, and they're being systematically targeted by Nintendo and having all their levels deleted without any sort of news from Nintendo.
That is really strange.
Yeah. So like these three stories with Nintendo, it's like, what is going on with Nintendo right now?
That is weird. What do you think, Grant?
I am not familiar with any of that.
Oh,
I have the original Wii, and then I don't even play it. It's been 5 years since I even turned that thing on.
Sure. Mm. Why'd you buy the Wii?
Because at the time it was really cool with like tennis and bowling and all that. And I'm sure it's still cool.
I'm sure it is.
But I just don't have time.
Man, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
That golf game? That's still a good
that golf
game
is great. Playing tennis with your friends, bringing the Wii out. I saw it on my Wii. I haven't played it. Just put it out. Play some bowling and be good. Grant!
Yes?
How's the Division? We talked about it on this podcast a couple weeks ago when it first came out.
Tim turned into a country cat there for a second, sorry. it's like Heathcliff's like country cousin.
I did see the Country Bear Jamboree at Disney. They can burn that place to the ground as far as I'm concerned. Anyways, Grant, have you been playing it for a while?
I played the beta and the alpha, they called it, and then I've played this a little bit. I haven't had time, and plus my friends that I play with, both of them just have gotten married, and that was how we stayed in touch, was the Xbox Live.
Sure, sure.
So I'm, like, left out, and I'm like, hey, text, you know, like, let's play, and they're like, oh, man, my wife is, she wants to watch this TV show, or we're going to in-laws, or...
Boy,
you know, legit stuff, but I get left behind.
Listen, none of us are married, oh boy, I bet it's like that.
We did have a married guy talk about the Division last time we were talking about
That's right, and he was, you know, he was playing a lot, so...
Yeah,
Vince and I still have not played together.
Oh my god, amazing!
He fucking hates you, dude.
I think he fucking hates you. He does.
But no, I played. I've got about 6 hours into it, which is not a lot, but that's spread over like 2 weeks.
What are you thinking of it so far?
I like it. And I don't know if you guys talked about this when you talked about it last time. Craig Euler ruined these games for me by calling them Crazy Taxi. Because it's literally, here's a dot, go pick up that dot, it tells you to do a thing, you do that thing, and you get something.
Sure, sure.
And every game like that, I mean, Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's like that.
You're talking about the problem of fetch quests right now.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem.
It's not as bad as, because you can fast forward to the bases.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, those old Assassin's games, you had to ride your horse for 3 hours to, like, Italy. You're like, I'm literally riding a horse. Nothing's happening. I hate that.
That's funny.
What was it, Grand Theft Auto 4, where you're driving the cars, you have to actually pay attention to the stoplights, and I was like, I can go do that outside.
I don't want to do this. This is a game. I should be able to do whatever I want to do. Yeah.
No, it's really cool. So far, I do enjoy that. I haven't done anything repetitive yet. Mm-hmm. But the Dark Zone, I think, is a game changer.
Yeah.
And it's because of the mob rule.
Yeah.
I just sit back and wait for people to go rogue, or like whatever it's called, and just punish them.
Yeah. Tim, have you gotten back into
fucking Federale over here?
I have not.
You haven't bought it yet.
Picked it up.
No. Clay, what about you? Have you been?
You know, I got so into Stardew Valley, man. I gotta be honest with you. I was very
picking up those, you know, 12-year-old chicks. Like you got.
Listen, I did follow one of the girls to see what her daily routine was, so that I could know where to find her and give her gifts.
Okay.
The game doesn't really help you out a lot. Like you're just like go to their house and it's like. They're not here. And you're like, well, where the fuck? Where are they? Like, I don't know where to find them. So that makes it tough. Uh-huh. Also, the forest chick only has one room in her house. And I'm not allowed in there even when she's in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You're following around underage girls in this game?
You know, I don't know their ages. Okay. Hey, I appreciate all the judgment here. This is a fictional. This is a game, you know?
You know, Clayton, you're the one who mentioned that they look like they're 12, not us.
Yeah. No, we did not say that.
You know what? Fair. Yeah, the judgment's from me, I guess.
Do you have a notepad? I find it very weird. Schedule written down?
I just have a little dungeon I keep with a bunch of their stuff.
Okay.
You can build a little evidence dungeon for your character.
This will absolutely be used as
evidence. It's the room that, it's the room like the FBI agent's going to find later and be like, oh my God, he put all the evidence right under his house. There's a house building system. As far as I know, there isn't an evidence dungeon. But there's a lot of stuff to create fire to potentially burn evidence. That's all I'm saying.
So great.
That's as far as I'm going.
The division.
Steer it back.
Yeah.
Steer it back.
Give me the whale.
What drew you to the division? Was it the social aspect of it with playing with your friends, or was it something about the actual world itself?
First, it was the social aspect, because I have that one friend who just got married, and he was always texting. Yeah. He's like, you guys have to buy this. Yeah. We're going to play it. You have to buy it. And now he's the one that's like, well, I'm in Antioch or somewhere in Tennessee, like random place in Tennessee with his in-laws. Yeah. But no, I did. I played the Alpha and Beta. I liked it. I think the how big the world is.
One of these guys listens to the podcast.
Yeah, I hope.
Oh, man.
His name's John Freeman. No, message him. Break up his marriage.
If you know John Freeman, send him a message. Tell him to get back online. Okay.
Listen, man, enough is enough.
I bought new headphones to talk, and I haven't used them yet. I don't understand.
So you're an Xbox One player.
Yeah, I'm Xbox One.
We rarely talk to Xbox One players, right?
That's true.
I was going to say, it's
that's
like
a good point. I never thought
about PC
that.
People. So I almost want to kind of ask you about, like, what do you think about the Xbox One, about the games, about the community? What made you buy an Xbox One? Was it social? Was it something else?
Once 360 came out, I basically turned my back on all PlayStation.
Okay.
I was Nintendo. And then once PS1 came out, I never did anything but PlayStation. And then once the 360, because I didn't have the original Xbox, but 360 came out, I never looked back. I eventually bought a PS3, like the big, the big blocky one before the Slim came out.
Yeah.
But I never played it. I think it was part of it was the online, because back then, it's not like it is now.
Yeah, PlayStation still has problems with their online.
Yeah, it was just the Xbox Live was so fun. I mean, Halo, there's nothing better at the time than just Halo 3 playing people online that you'll never see and
never ever see.
Those little kids just cussing nonstop.
Yeah.
And teabags.
Teabags.
Nothing better than teabags, man. But no, I love
Spartan laser.
When I went home, I took my Xbox One home to my parents' house for a while when I was an extended stay there, and they have cable and satellite, and hooking that thing up to all of that was insane. I mean, Xbox, turn up the volume, which is like the laziest thing ever, and it actually starts turning the volume up on your television.
Oh, wow.
And you're like, Xbox, go to HBO. It's there.
Wow.
Or even her or my mother's like remote for the Comcast isn't that good at finding HBO.
Yeah.
So you just like go to this, turn the volume up, turn the volume down, go to this, and it or record this at this time, and it does all that stuff.
Do you use that functionality when you're back at home? Or
I don't have cable up here, so no, I don't. I don't use that.
Man, that's cool, though.
But it was really neat to have that much of a – it was like having Siri in your TV.
Do you feel like a stigma against Xbox One right now?
What's that?
Do you feel a stigma? Like, it's one of those things where you're looking at, like, Xbox One games coming out soon. Are you looking at the lineup being like, oh, this is great? Or are you feeling like, boy, it's kind of feeling like Xbox One is kind of behind the ball a little bit?
I think Xbox One is in front. I mean, that backwards compatibility thing, they just sprung on everybody. Even Sony was just like, we did not know that was coming. We have no plans.
Yeah.
I mean, the president was like, we have no plans to do that. That's a big...
Here's 10 PS2 games you can play.
I mean, they're still selling PS3s at this point. They still have people developing for PS3s, so they have no need to.
You know? I mean, specifically in Japan, too.
Yeah.
Over here, not so much. But yeah, for sure. Those are going to sell forever.
I'm playing one of those Japanese games
we
on
know,
PlayStation.
Clay,
just trying to remind. I just got to stay on brand with my message.
But I still had my 360 and Xbox One hooked up to the same television.
Wow.
And for a while, I was going back and forth. But now this backwards on some games, it's helped a lot, which I haven't been playing some of the backwards games anyway, the backwards compatible games.
I mean, if you can release Red Dead Redemption, backwards compatibility, I mean, that's a game changer.
That's, for me, is the franchise of, like, not to get off track, but, like, I would love another one of those right now.
Well,
I feel like they've waited long
2017.
Enough. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. They're saying that they'll be 2017. It'll probably be, like, be December 2017.
Be amazing.
So, yeah.
That was another horse riding game, though.
Yeah, but that horse riding game made sense, though.
I mean, you're just like, well, let's go to Mexico. It's going to take about 30 minutes
in
real time.
I loved it. Such a fucking pretty game.
It was great.
Soundtrack was great.
That music video in the middle of the game, you're just like, oh, that's good. There was a music video in the middle of the game when you're going to Mexico for the first time. You're like,
oh,
let's watch this game.
Right.
Let's watch
this
music video.
It felt like a Metal Gear game all of a sudden. It was like, all right, here we go.
Wow, I thought you meant like... like a like at the end of a movie. Yeah, like how sometimes they'll have like one of the songs from the movie and like an 80s VHS tape. Like you just have like a rat or whoever playing their song at the end, or it's like, and then like, you know, Freddy Krueger wakes up and he's like, who were those guys or something. Yeah.
Or, you know, you remember in Metal Gear Solid 3 where he's just climbing the ladder and they play the entire
Snake Eater.
Yeah. I think that counts as a music video.
That was one of the funniest things. Because I was like,
unbelievable.
Like, I'm going up this ladder for a really long time. And I just start slowly building the music. And then, what a thrill. And you're like, oh my God, are you kidding me with this? That's amazing.
The whole time. So, Kellen, how do you feel about the endgame content in Division?
So, I'm... Here we go. Played Destiny a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to say... after last week's announcement about what they're going to be adding to Destiny, not really interested in going back to Destiny.
The April update?
This is the April update. Okay. And I'm like, guess what? I don't really need to go back to this. I've had my time. I like The Division because I can log in, play for an hour, and say, great, I'm done. Or if I'm like, hey, I got a little more time, I'm going to play for a little bit longer. The end game content is really great because you have daily missions that are on a harder setting. You can play with random people or play by yourself. There's like a challenging mission, which is a grueling sort of task to get through. But when you get to the end, you feel really great. And then the Dark Zone scales with you. So I'm level 35 in the Dark Zone, and it goes to level 60.
Oh, okay.
And then if I die in the Dark Zone, my level goes down. Oh. And if I keep killing people, my level goes up.
Wow.
So it's kind of this constant battle where it's like, well, I want to continue playing. But I was playing two nights ago, and I was, you know... playing, get my ass handed to me because there was all these people playing on Saturday night. People were killing me left and right. There's all these people going rogue. NPCs are killing me. I'm playing really, really crappy. So I lose like 10 levels. Well, I have a desire to get back to where I was and then go past that.
How do you feel about the NPCs with the baseball bats that are just kicking your ass and you've got an automatic rifle just tearing into them? And they're like two, three levels ahead of you. So they're just like,
I like it. I don't mind the whole bullet sponge thing because, I mean, like, the idea of, like, the reality of this game, I don't need it to be, like, kind of CSGO where it's, like, a one-shot kill sort of thing.
It feels more like Borderlands.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It feels. I guess I look at it a little bit more that way, being like, well, my bullets don't do the same sort of damage as a real bullet would. Yeah. I'm fine with that. I'm playing a lot more strategically, too. Like, I like playing by myself, and I'm also making a lot more friends. If I notice there's another solo person running around, I will often kind of run shadow with them, and then we both will extract, and it's like, hey, do you want to run with me? We'll kind of use little hand symbols, and then we'll kind of go and keep going that way.
Have you been betrayed by one of those guys?
I have not been betrayed.
I got shot in the back the other day by my solo, like a solo guy I was running with.
Whoever you are, whoever did that to our friend Grant Collins, fuck you.
But I think most importantly, everyone wants to hear, what are you wearing in the game right now?
I'll tell you exactly what I'm wearing.
Oh, my God.
So my character looks like Carol from The Walking Dead, and I didn't intend to do that, but multiple people, again, so if you're around a bunch of people, you can hear what people are saying, and people forget that, so someone's like, let's kill this dumb guy right here. It's like, I know you're going to kill me because you're saying it. Don't do this. But a lot of people are like, oh, cool, it's like Carol from The Walking Dead. And I'm like, I don't watch that show, so I had to look up who it was, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's an old lady with white hair, so that's it. I wear a white bomber jacket. I've got black pants. I've got a pink skin on my Vector, and I have a marksman rifle, which it fires really, really hard, which is nice.
Pink skin on your Vector?
Vector is like an SMG.
So
it's like
okay.
You can put like different skins on it.
It's like, what the hell?
Man, your Vector. Yeah,
what euphemism is this?
Yeah, these guys been playing too much Stardust Valley. Am I right? 12 days.
Stardew Valley.
Yeah, Stardust
Valley. It's the trademark, Neil Gaiman.
I really like the endgame stuff, but there's on Reddit, there's a lot of people who complain that there's too much of a bottleneck. But those are people who are playing 30 hours, you know, in a day. It feels like these are the Twitch streamers who are constantly going and going. And this is not a game that you're going to be playing for 12 hours in a day. I said 30 hours a day. That's so stupid. I don't know why I said that.
30 hours in a day?
That's so stupid. Ooh. But these are people who are professional players who are going to have a big problem with it because they're trying to get endgame content. And The Division does a really great job of preventing that endgame content from you getting it instantly.
Oh, okay.
And I like that.
Yeah, there's no loot caves. Cool.
There's no loot caves. Yeah. Look, trust me. Like, I got a Google search in terms of like loot caves that come up on The Division, and there are some random ass things where people can do that. The developers are really good at like patching those things quickly. The raid is coming out soon. I mean, it's a great game, and I like playing with people, and I'm making more friends in it. It's again, it's not a game that I'm feeling like with Destiny where I'm like, oh, this feels like a job. It's something I'm still enjoying really well, and I'm learning how to play it better, which feels right. good.
That's so, great.
Yeah.
I might have to get back into this game at some point.
Yeah, maybe me. I don't know.
I think it's about
to have a wife at home.
Yeah. Again, Tim, I think it's a game where it's like if you're.
I mean, in the game,
people,
I'm not.
I think it's not. Right.
I realized I was like, people are going to be like, what? It's like, no.
Breaking news.
I was talking about Stardew Valley.
yeah.
Sorry, Nicole.
I think
she's
it's
listening
fun.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Keep waiting, Nicole. keep making your beautiful pillows. But Grant, you also talked about another game. Conker's
Bad Fur Day.
How is it going back and playing on the crazy N64 controller?
Yeah.
Oh, the controller, it just took me a little while and came back.
Sure.
All
those GoldenEye sleepovers.
Which actually I didn't play until college. Which
oh, is that right?
That's not a good reference point because, but like 99, 2000.
Sure.
I didn't have a friend that had that when we were growing up. And then once you got into college in the dorms, that's all you did.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though way better things were out, but still it didn't matter.
It's classic. You can't beat it.
But the controller wasn't bad to get back. Of course, you can always invert to do it. But
invert or die, baby.
The graphics and how slow some parts of it were, really, I forgot. Because I didn't know back then. I mean, it wasn't slow. But now you're like, oh, all these little skips. And
it chugs, man. It really, really chugs along. Like,
I remember
playing it, like, what, probably about a year ago, and I was just trying to strafe. And I was like, God damn, man. I'm made of concrete.
I bought the Rare Replay just for that game. And it's so bad. It's
really?
So bad. The controller.
I didn't know that was on Rare.
It's on Rare Replay. Really?
GoldenEye is?
I'm sorry. Conker.
Conker.
Okay.
I'm talking about GoldenEye. Pardon me.
Gotcha. My bad.
Well,
I have not played
I'm
GoldenEye.
Talking about Stardew Valley.
No
so
one's fucking talking.
Please.
No, what's the. Wait. Well, I don't think I ever played Conker's Bad Fur Day. I know that one was kind of like. It was like kind of.
It's
like
a platformer
like scandalous.
Dirty. Humorous.
Yeah,
Same people.
Yeah. It's a Rare game.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it was a platformer then? Was it like Banjo-Kazooie? Or what's
similar,
it like?
I think so.
Well, it came out at the very end of N64, so it was like already going away. And they released a pre version of it that was very family oriented.
Mm hmm.
And people just said, this is too easy, too soft. So they went back and made it to this, like, I don't know, PG-13 game.
I'm like, Clayton, I never
played
it.
Oh, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. I never played it.
Well,
that was the thing where I was
I've heard stories about it.
Come on, Grant, regale us with your story.
Yeah. Well, okay, this will set the tone for this.
Okay.
I was on spring break 2001 and at a bar down in, I guess, close to Club La Vila down in Panama City, Florida.
Okay.
And I went to this place, and then Nintendo was there, and they're like, hey, man, put these temporary tattoos on. Whoever has the most wins a N64 and conquers Bad Fur Day. Well, it was shitty weather. No one was out at all. So I put, like, 40 on my arm, just put a sheet and just took, like, water and just wet my whole arm and put, like, a ton on there. And I won because no one else did it.
Yeah.
And the guy was so pissed. He's like, man, we did this last night in another city, and it was 400 was the winner. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
So,
it's
a month
weird
later,
contest you guys
yeah,
have,
a month
so.
Later, I get a brand new N64, extra controller, Conker's Bad Fur Day, and I think my picture, or my name was whatever Nintendo Power was called in 2001.
That's like a child's dream.
Yeah, I got my name
exactly.
in that finally.
That and
yeah.
winning
yeah.
the SNCC contest, yeah. like either one of those.
Man. What I really like is that guy getting like, man... I'm not mad that you won. I'm just mad that you won with so few temporary tattoos.
Oh, I know,
on
right?
You. Like, what does he give a shit? Like,
you know
what?
I'm
change.
Traveling around the country. This is my fucking job, and you come into this bar.
You
and
make a mockery
so
of
mean.
Me and everything.
Put on 40
I
of them.
For.
There's like nobody in that bar that night. It's such bad weather.
That's really
I went
funny.
To graduate school for this.
But they were marketing toward college students because they had rewritten it. So I started playing the game. The multiplayer is the best part of the game.
There's a multiplayer.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
But the actual game itself, going through it, especially going back through it now, where I feel like things have always been bad, but now we're very conscious of things in games and just in everywhere. There's a flower. Let's give this an example.
Yeah, everybody's too PC nowadays.
Oh, yeah, brother. I'm trying to seduce a 13-year-old in this game.
Well, this flower has, like, let's say, like, double D breast. It's a flower.
All right, cool.
And she's very shy.
Uh-huh.
So you need to bounce on those things to get to the next level.
Uh-huh.
So you go find a bee who's, like, very scared. Hey, baby, let's go. And, like, pollinates her.
Oh, my God.
So then she's like, I can't do this. She's like basically shaking her chest at you now instead of covering them up, and you bounce on them to the next level.
Yeah.
Up. And then there's tons of things. They say fuck all the time.
I don't know what objectification
they
is.
They say fuck all the time?
But they beep it out, but you can hear the F. And then they do say shithead a lot. And
really?
Shithead's just straight up in the game. Like,
there you go.
Okay, shithead.
Man, on a Nintendo 64.
Yeah. You drink beer and your controller's inverses itself for a while because you're drunk.
Oh, yeah. Sort of like they used to do in Grand Theft Auto games and stuff like that. Yeah. That was the worst.
The part I forgot about was there's a big cog board where there's all these gears, and there's this like typical cigar chomping. He's like, get the fuck out of here, I don't want to talk to you. And he's like, find my missing gears, I might help you. So you turn him upside down and it's his inverse, and it's the cigar turns into like a cigarello, and he's like, oh, you're cute, I might help you. So you find these missing pieces of the gears, and they're all female, so you had to put them on these posts in the wall, so it's very phallic, and you're putting them through their holes in their mouths, and they're like, nope, nope, nope.
What are you talking about?
This is a game. It happens.
Holy shit.
And the cog's like, oh, yeah, that's great, that's great. And then you flip them around, and it's not
this
so
valid. This is a
game
that people want to come back to. Like,
I really
like, that's how I know Conquer. People are like, oh, man, let's give another Conquer's Bad Fur Day. It's like, really?
This is why I was like, I don't think we need another Duke Nukem. I just feel like...
I don't care.
Please come after me. I don't care.
Hey, man, right now, you know, Eric Garneau, he's got enough to worry about. With what's her face coming after? Oh, now she's going to come after me.
Oh, the girl.
Don't say her name.
Oh, man, trust me.
Don't
I was involved in that. I kept retweeting some stuff of hers, and
she
started coming after me today.
Did she come after you?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't you just be happy?
Oh, man, I
got
to go back
money?
To Twitter.
No. This is a troll. This person isn't connected to the show.
Oh, okay.
I'll
tell you
what
the actress.
No. This she's not an actress on the show.
I wasn't following. Oh, then who gives a shit?
This is a fake troll.
That's
on the
way sadder.
Well, yeah, we won the moment this person was born. That's fucking amazing.
I read it.
I'm up
on this too.
It's so stupid.
Oh, boy.
It's the Goldbergs. Yeah. The Goldbergs.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
Don't say it three times. I'm
not
here. Beetlejuice. Yeah, what's the
multiplayer? I think is why everybody wants to come back.
I can't
the multiplayer.
Believe this game.
Oh, one more thing. There's a big pile of shit that sings opera when you're.
I've heard that.
And you pick up pieces of corn and throw it into its mouth.
Of course,
it.
Of course.
Everything's got eyes. Everything talks in this game. The money.
Well, it's
the
a
corn.
Rare game. I mean,
it does sound. I mean, like
the voice
kind of funny
great.
And at least creative. The sexual stuff is where I'm like, I get so uncomfortable with that in games, like, where it's like treated in this weird, like.
Just designed by a room full of men.
Yeah.
It's very, I mean, the whole reason you're playing this game is because your girlfriend, Squirrel, gets kidnapped by King Panther because his table is missing a leg. And that squirrel will fit it perfectly. So he wants her to be the leg for his table.
Oh, to just hold up the table?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Huh. That doesn't make you want to play it.
that's, I mean, again, it's like that's kind of creative,
funny.
You know. Yeah. It's a little more imagination than a lot of games. I will say, like, what I just recently replayed. What's it called? Planescape Torment, which is fabulous, and I played the whole thing, and I loved like every second of it. But what I really liked was the creativity. I'm like, man, you know, you don't see that stuff in games as much anymore. Like, there is a little bit of that. Like, we gotta go back to the old formulas or the old kind of. It's we want to make it more realistic too.
Sure,
that's like the big thing in games now. So I kind of like these sort of more imaginative games. I'm like, man, I want to see that. But, like, done now, you know, with, like, common or not common, modern sensibilities, if that makes sense. Because, yeah, like, dude, it sounds so much, like, so much fun. And even though at times it sounds a little bit like,
ugh. So, real like, quick, gross. When do you think Conker's Bad Fur Day came out?
90s, no. End of Nintendo 64.
I've already said it.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What was it, 2000? 2000?
2001.
Okay.
2001.
What month? It's important.
It was the spring. It was the spring, at least.
For some reason, I thought it was, I thought it would have come out earlier. I don't know why.
Like it, yeah,
is it a pre-9/11
like
or a post-9? Okay, it's a pre-9/11.
It's a pre-9/11.
No, this is before everything changed.
Yes. Yeah. Games were never the same after that. Flowers didn't have boobs. It was a totally different world.
Right. So, I mean, why, just, you know, so 2001, what does that, Is that like too late, too early? What do we think about
like, oh, I
for
think
that kind of game?
I think that's right in that sweet spot, right? Actually. Yeah, I mean, that's even that before
sense.
That's even before there was really a widespread amount of like video game blogs or stuff like that.
Yeah.
You just had magazine reviews and maybe one or two independent publications.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have people really worrying about offensive video games. It was like, you know.
Yeah, offensive was like too violent back then.
Yes,
that was the only way to be offensive.
Right.
Because no one cared about the content.
Right.
No one cared about video games, so it was just like it was a niche sort of thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was a very Adam Sandler type of
humor. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Which, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But for the college dudes back then, that's like, that's what it's about.
Right.
But back to this multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
Really,
yeah.
sells
sorry,
the game.
I'm
that sells.
Sorry,
no,
yeah.
it's. It's a conversation.
What are you saying that a piece of shit that you threw a corn at doesn't sell a game?
No, I hope it does. I hope it does. By the way, you guys are all invited. I'm having a Conker's night at my house coming up. Four controllers, mayhem.
How big's that television screen?
55 inch.
Tell me about the multiplayer first.
Okay.
Then
there's,
I'll answer
there's seven
your
multiplayer
invitation.
Games. There's seven.
Okay.
We'll start with the easy one. Raptor. You're all little dinosaurs, and there's a nest of eggs. You're trying to protect them, and then the other people are cavemen, and you're trying to take the eggs to eat.
Oh, that's
real fun.
Is this an aspect of the game?
No, not at all.
This is just a random game?
Multiplayer game. So
fucking
fun.
That's kind of
rare,
cool.
man.
Yeah.
Heist,
that's pretty sweet.
Which is also not really connected to the game. There's four weasels. You're starting in this bank, and it's kind of a little maze of tunnels, and there's a bag of money in the middle, and you're trying to get to it. Your base weapon is a baseball bat, and once you get that money, you're too heavy and slow, but you're trying to out-invade the other three players, and they can beat you senseless with the baseball bat until
what?
You bleed and die.
Wow.
Fuck. And they steal the money. And also there's like guns you can find and shoot each other. And they're all very like Scarface, like, I'm going to get ya. Like, just great voiceover.
That's great.
That's a heist. The other one's like beachhead or beach invasion. One guy's up on the big Gatling gun, and then the rest of the team is down. They've just landed on the beach.
So like Normandy.
Yeah, you're trying to get to the escape vehicle.
Yeah.
It's Normandy, basically.
It almost sounds a little bit like that American Gladiators, like the last competition or whatever.
Oh, God, I want to do that.
Where they're shooting at you and you're running.
You got to hit the target.
Yeah.
But
this sounds so great.
Heist is maybe my favorite, but also my favorite is this. There's a bigger map, two different sides of it. There's a gas canister in the middle buried underground where you can go in through a tunnel. You're playing AI, like other parts. There's maybe – it's squirrels versus teddy bears. Teddy bears are definitely Nazis. They have German accents, and they're dressed in military garb. And they're like
– teddy bears.
The thing they say the most that I can remember is the enemy approaches my eyes just over and over again.
Wow.
And the squirrels
Amazing.
Are like GIs, like green hard helmets. But you're trying to kill each other, but also get to that gas canister, because if you get it back to your base, and once again, it's heavy, so you're walking slow. But if you plug it in, gas chamber glass comes down. If you're inside, you're fine, but everybody outside dies from poison gas, even your own teammates.
Jesus
what
Christ. Are you talking
And when you
about?
Shoot the teddy bears, they're stuffed, so like stuffing comes out of them instead of blood.
That's fun.
It's super fun, guys.
This sounds amazing.
I can't
a
believe
gas
yeah.
chamber? You basically? Oh no! Come on, that's too much.
There's a countdown.
It's like a reverse gas chamber, though.
Yeah.
It's like the chamber is
starts.
The only part that's safe.
If the countdown starts, you get like
wow
3 seconds to get inside the glass, and if not, you just choke to death and like claw at the glass
Holy
and die.
Fuck! That sounds.
It was
crazy.
An innocent time before 9/11. Is what I'm learning from this game.
So
get away with a lot.
Wow. There's more, right? You
yeah,
said there were
more.
Seven?
Yeah, I can't remember. There's two versions of that, so we'll count that as two, because there's the full-on war where it's like kind of every man for themselves, and then there's the gas chamber
sure.
one.
Okay.
And there's another gas game, another like poison gas game, but I can't
Jesus.
Remember what it is.
Well, all right, so you're the developer, and it's like, all right, we got to get a multiplayer aspect to this game. Let's hear some pitches. What are people into these days? Grant, what are you into? What are you into?
Nazi teddy bears.
All right, cool. Yeah. Let's put that in the game. Nazi teddy bears. What else? What are kids into?
I saw Jurassic Park 2 over the weekend.
Yeah, okay, Gary, okay. So something with young Vince Vaughn. What?
No, that's all I have.
Okay, all right. So dinosaurs. What about you, new kid?
Hey there. Yeah, my idea was that, you chums might laugh at this, but what if you're all storming Normandy Beach and one guy with a Gatling gun is mowing everyone down?
All right. What if we make it a little bit more like American Gladiators as opposed to the fucking depressed guy over here? No one would ever destroy American soil, am I right?
USA! USA! USA!
USA!
And that's what it was like.
It was like.
That's what it was like.
Why was the Rare version? Did you say the Rare Replay version like sucked?
I've played a few of those games on the Rare Replay and their emulators. And yeah. They aren't maybe they've patched them, but I gave it the first month or so. My little weasel in the heist game just ran around in circles.
Oh.
And I couldn't even get him to move hardly. The controllers are just so backwards.
Strange.
And plus that thing, once you download Rare Replay, it's like 90 gigs. The whole thing.
Oh, it's got yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Did you get it on the Xbox?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not like a collection of like SNES games. Those were not, you know.
There was a little bit of very small.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's upped the graphics as well. So it's, even though it was simple polygon textures, they're probably making it sharper and cleaner that way.
I kind of want to try it just to play Bad Fur Day, though. Now, I mean, I don't know. I'm intrigued. I want to know more. I'm like, this sounds crazy, but I'm really intrigued.
I know. 12-year-old seducer simulator. I mean, I'm into games where I play a pigeon trying to find a boyfriend. But
look, I'm just glad the identity of a freak in video games is off me for an episode, and it's on Clayton.
Right? I think what I'm talking about here is totally reasonable. It's just, you know, I like to take a comedic tilt to stuff that I do sometimes. You guys may have noticed that about me. Bit of a jokester.
Talking to you, audience. He's certainly not talking to us.
Yeah.
Have you ever stopped your day?
It's just me and you right now.
Stop your day and be like, it's 12. This wood lady's home. I've got to go sign
Like in the game. The game time.
It's not real time.
Different.
It's game time.
Okay. No, it's not like Animal Crossing.
No, but I have like been in the middle of the game and been like, oh, like I think she hangs out at the general store around now. I'll take a break from like what I'm doing. Go to the general store. I got to buy stuff anyway. And just like see if I run into her,
so
you know that sort
of
stuff.
When you're tracking this woman, are your plants like?
She seems like an adult. Let me clarify. She seems a little bit older.
That's
why I like her, and I'm not just going for any random girl.
Fine.
Just want to clarify that.
Are your do you have to get all of your farming done and then go scope out this chick?
No. I can go after I'm done farming, and then I can also be like, well, maybe I'll grab some more seeds to plant tomorrow, or like. You know, buy some food if, like, my character's kind of hungry. Or buy a gift to have on hand to give to her.
Sure.
So
it was one of the reasons your character moved to this community because you realize you can be, indulging in your pedophilic attributes without any sort of police
behavior.
I
think I have clarified this is...
Because you're
to be an
talking
adult
about
woman.
Tracking and stalking these young women.
This is an adult woman.
Who lives out in the woods, so there's no repercussions if she suddenly disappears.
There we go. Get back to Grant. We need to get back to Grant, you guys.
I just want to say, I don't think there's any other men in this village. It's just like,
there are men in the village. And there's so young boys far. That you can talk to. You know, no one's...
Does it say single next to them?
It does,
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's
you
good.
Can be a man or a woman. You can hit on men or women. It's very progressive.
But you can't hit on an older woman, it seems.
If she's married, I think is the thing. Or... I don't know. I can't figure out the deal with that one woman because she like has kids,
widow.
But she herself is not married, but she's not single.
Mm-hmm. Wait, does it
it's
allow
like,
for?
So I don't know. Maybe she's she's dealing with.
Does
stuff.
It allow for gay relationships?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You've never seen that in Harvest Moon.
No, I don't think I saw that in Harvest Moon. But yeah, you can be a man or a woman. You can have any hairstyle, facial hair, whatever you want. It's all pretty open. So
sure.
Which you know, I appreciate.
Grant, what is the game you're looking forward to this year?
And this is going to sound bad because I can't remember the name all of a sudden. That
No Man's Sky?
Uncharted 4.
Timebreaker? What was it
called? No. Quantum Break. Yeah.
I got part of it, right?
Yeah, there you go.
That looks really good.
I gotta look it up.
I don't think I know about this.
The trailer looks amazing. I haven't seen much of the gameplay yet, and the character is based off
what's his name from
Lost and the Hobbits maybe or no he wasn't in Lost he was
no,
one
no,
of the
he
Hobbits
was, so. He's Iceman
oh yeah
the,
Iceman
from,
yeah that guy
those
Val
movies.
Kilmer
yep.
Yeah Val Kilmer yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quantum Break coming out April 5th
yeah mm-hmm.
Yeah it's like tomorrow or no next Tuesday it's like the last week to pre-orders this week they said
so. I don't know anything about this game
it's a pretty big game when they originally announced the game there was going to be all this added content in terms of like television programs that were going to be part of it
okay.
But now, because Microsoft's kind of like TV department has kind of dwindled, these sort of episodes are part of the game. And there are 30-minute episodes between each, like, act of the game.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
So if you didn't like music videos in Red Dead Redemption.
Also,
only coming out for Windows and Xbox One.
Yes. This is also one of those games where if you buy it on Xbox One, you also get it on Windows 10 because they're trying to, like, make that
play. No one wants that.
Nobody wants that.
No one wants Windows 10, dude.
I'm using Windows 10, and I will say it's a big enough pain in the ass to change back that I have not done it. So, like, to go back to Windows 7, they're like, you can do it, but it's going to be a big pain in the ass. It's like, I'll just live with this for now, I guess, until something better comes along. But Microsoft, you fucked me again. You did it again, boys. Frustrating. Anyway.
But I have Halo 5 unopened. I haven't played yet.
Sure.
I've got several games I haven't opened yet, so I haven't even been looking that far ahead. Sure. Plus, I canceled my Game Informer. So I'm kind of out of the loop, other than if there's like a trailer that hits me in the face watching Hulu Plus.
Sure.
Wait. There's still physical Gaming Informers that come in the mail?
Yeah.
Wow. You can have the option of getting the online digital version where you can like iPad it.
Interesting. Okay. But,
did you purchase the newest Tomb Raider game?
No, but I bought the one before because it was free as part of Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a game I can't wait till it comes out for PS4 because I loved the first one.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I haven't finished it because I'm like, I enjoyed it. I was enjoying it, but I was like, well, you know, I got other stuff I'm more interested in.
You introduce a 12-year-old. I get it.
Yeah, you know.
I get it.
Yeah, she's too old for me. No, I'm just kidding. That is horrifying.
He's crossing his fingers when he says that kidding part. What does that mean?
All right.
To him?
This is the magic of radio trying to deceive you. But no, yeah, I liked it, or I've liked what I played of it so far. The only thing, it's one of those games again where it's like, well, it's just a lot of stuff to do,
sure.
And you'll be like, hey, look at this cave. Oh, you can't go in there yet because you don't have the right gear. And it's like, oh man, am I gonna have to come back here later? Like it's that sort of thing.
Fucking Metroidvania sons of bitches.
It can be a little bit annoying. Well, especially because this game, it's like traversing like areas and stuff like that is fun and it's rewarding, but backtracking is not as much fun because you're like, okay, all right, I get it. Like, I know where I am.
Are there any horses? Do you ever ride horse? Yeah.
No, but I have shot a bunch of deer.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So there's very that.
Nice. Well, is it time for an episode of Talking Musicals?
Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, so Cats.
I did see Hamilton in New York.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I took a trip just to do that.
And was it worth it?
Oh, totally worth it.
I'm excited. I'm gonna go in June. Mm-hmm. I'm going there for work anyway, so it's gonna be fabulous.
Clayton, succinctly, tell me why Alexander Hamilton is a son of a bitch.
Okay, there are a lot of reasons, but one of the big ones was he got into a pretty big kerfuffle with John Adams, who I read the Adams biography, which is fantastic.
Yes.
It's just John Adams. Anyway.
Have you watched the HBO documentary? Oof, real good.
Yeah. Exactly. So when America was almost going to go to war with France, Hamilton was super excited because he had a chance for real military glory, which is something he'd always wanted.
Kind of his thing.
But it would also be at the expense of a lot of lives.
Oh, yeah.
And he hated John Adams because John Adams brokered peace between America and France, saving potentially, you know, hundreds of lives at least.
And probably the birth of our nation as well.
Yeah. Like, made sure that, you know, like, America was going to be like a place where, you know, it's like we're prosperous. We have, like, all of a sudden we weren't in this sort of like, because for a while we were in an undeclared naval war with France.
Yeah. Well, it would have been a generation dead. And we would never be able to, like,
Would have suffered a lot more than France in that exchange. Anyway, so. He was, like, furious and wrote these letters and, like, really heavily campaigned to make sure Adams didn't get reelected and all this stuff. And it's just, like, so transparently just, like, self-serving and shit like that. And I know that's probably in the play or in the musical that's, like, the idea
that
he's, like, a fatal – well, it's, like, his fatal flaw, right? It's,
oh,
like,
yes.
His
he's
pride
and egotistical
his ambition.
And, yeah.
So, which is, you know, fine. It works totally well for, you know, like a fictional empathetic character, but in real life it's also like, well, hold on, this guy really was this way. He really did almost like murder a lot or get a lot of people murdered. Anyway, so that's why I don't like Alexander Hamilton the person. I have not seen the play. I'm sure it's great. I've listened to some of the songs. They're fabulous. And Lin-Manuel Miranda is a genius.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really excited about seeing it. Anywho, that's...
This has been Talking Musicals.
Listen, Jesus, I don't like what I see. All I ask is that you listen to me.
Okay, Grant, we're thank you so much.
Segment,
so
I'd love
if
for...
I were a rich man.
Grant, thank you.
Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can tame that is anything like a dame.
I have been wanting us to sing more and more.
We got it, man.
So
now
long.
It's in it.
I can't. Yep. All these songs are fair use, right? You can't get sued.
I think so. Okay. You know what? Instead of your catchphrase today, let's just all sing something.
Okay.
How about that? Great.
I do like the idea of sharing the spotlight a lot.
Grant, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people find you in and on the earth and on the internet?
Oh, man. I mean, after this last weekend, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know where I'm at, guys. Who I used to be at I.O. We'll see.
Hopefully
still at I.O. Chicago.
Yes. Yeah. What's your Twitter handle?
You know, I don't tweet much,
get
but I have
on
one.
There,
oh, I'll tell you, it's J. Grant Collins.
You
and
go.
You know
there
what?
You
play
J.
with them on Xbox One
guys,
in the division.
Dirty Karma, D-R-T-Y.
That's a good name.
Yeah,
I
got that a long time ago, okay. So Dirty Karma.
Amazing.
But not if you're married. Don't
play
with
married,
Grant.
Don't bother.
Don't bother, man.
All right. Perfect. Oh,
sorry, late, your team got cut, Clayton.
Late,
sorry to hear about that.
Oh, no, no problem. Late 90s is not cut, however. Wednesdays at 10:30 at I.O.
Wait a second.
Come
I thought,
check it out.
I thought all the teams got cut at I.O.
Oh, I have to assume that we're safe, though. I haven't checked my email in a few days, though. But I'm sure we're fine. Kellen, go ahead.
Find me at Dr. Tarrant on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, MySpace.
Sure.
All that other shit.
Grinder,
Grinder, LinkedIn, usgovernment.com. Tim?
At Timothy R. Dunn on Twitter. And check out The Pulse, the new podcast coming out from Matt Young, Mary Beth Smith, and Lisa Burton that Clayton and I will be on. We're recording it tomorrow. Who knows
right?
what this
I, yeah.
is going to be.
Is that an audition?
Wait a second, I missed this email. Where's my email about this? Come on. Wow. Oh, I guess they can only have five spots.
Oh, boy.
I guess one of you guys have to go on a boat from here to get invited to do another podcast.
Well, if you want to go record a podcast at 9:30 at night tomorrow.
You have every right.
You have every right.
That's a good point. Probably didn't know that anyways. Grant, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Well, and now, to take us out, everybody sing something they want.
Jesus!
There's a bright golden hazel.
Oh, boy.
We have got a hazel. Oh, boy. Do you believe
that
God is true?
I got to be, got to me.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.